From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of the Wildcast podcast. I am Justin Spears, as always. Slight change of plans. In case you didn't hear, I've recently accepted a role with ESPN Tucson 1490 104.9 FM. I'm the host of the Sports Exchange, but in addition, we are applying the interviews from the show in the Wildcast podcast. A lot of stories and insight that I think you guys will appreciate a lot. So anyways, let's go ahead and cut to the interview that I had with a former Arizona Daily Star writer, John Gold, who wrote a story about the infamous card game of Bouray that led to guns in the locker room. Yes, that infamous 2009 incident between Gilbert Arenas, a former Wildcat, and Javaris Crittenton. Let's cut to the interview. We're going to go ahead and bring on a honored guest. We are so delighted to have a former Arizona Daily Star writer join us, John Gold of Action Network. John, you recently wrote a story about Gilbert Arenas and the infamous gun incident between him and Javaris Crittenton in the Wizards locker room in 2009, and it was pretty much over a game of Bouray. I tried to explain it yesterday that it was a combination of poker and spades. That's what you wrote in your story, but what's the background of Bouray? And Gilbert Arenas talked to you about Bouray, so tell us about the game.
Yeah, the game is incredible, and it's a game that, you know, I played myself in high school, learning it from just older guys, football, college football or college baseball guys who had learned it in their locker rooms. And, you know, we'd play it in high school, and it was always this really fun game that we thought we were the only ones who knew about it. And then years later, I mean, a handful of months ago, I saw a podcast with Gilbert Arenas where he was talking a little bit about the incident, and he went into more depth than I'd heard him ever go into. And he mentioned the game. And I said, "Guy, and I got to write about the game itself." I wasn't writing this story or setting out to write this story about Gilbert Arenas or even about the incident in the Wizards locker room. This was a story about a card game that is like the best kept secret in the NBA. They all play it, they all love it, they all love talking about it, and it's very clear that this game has almost like mythical qualities to it in the NBA. Everyone has a story about it. Everyone learned it from another star. It's just a really interesting game. And, you know, you ask kind of what the game is. Well, it's just it's a variation of any kind of hearts or spades-like game. You know, poker comes into it because you have to decide whether to stay in or to fold.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you fold, you're out, and you don't have a chance of winning your money back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of Javaris Crittenton, when you lose three games in a row and have to match the pot three times in a row, and then Gilbert Arenas comes in, talking that trash, I can at least understand how he got upset. I don't know if I understand how he brought a gun in, but I do understand how he got upset.
Yeah, you mentioned it's this methodical just game inside of the NBA, and there's so many players that play it. You mentioned in your story that you had the Boston's Big Three sitting in the back of planes betting Rolls Royces.
That's another classic Gilbert quote.
Yeah, and was it O.J. Mayo getting into a fight when he was on the Grizzlies?
Yep.
And so players actually get heated over this, but it's not over the money. It's not money at all. It's just the simple fact of trash talk and people just being better than somebody, than their teammates. So I just thought that was the most interesting aspect, because you brought up, you can go to a table and play with Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, or LeBron James, or any of the most highly profiled athletes in the world, and it was never about money. It's just simply about trash talk. Can you just talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's such an interesting part of this, and look, in this particular story, there's some socioeconomics that come into play here. I mean, we're talking about one guy is in his, you know, third year in the NBA. He was a mid-round, you know, mid-first-round pick, making $1.48 million. The other guy is one of the best scorers in the NBA. He's making $16 million that year. He'd already averaged over 25 points a game. So this is, you know, there's the pecking order, the totem pole comes into play, money comes into play, and then just good old-fashioned ribbing, you know, joshing. just you're poking your buddy a little bit. And in this case, that's Gilbert Arenas screaming out loud on a plane, watch out, this guy's going to jump because he's lost three hands in a row, ringing the stewardess and saying, yeah, Miss Stewardess, I'm so sorry to bother you, but we have someone trying to jump out of the plane. Can you help him? You know, he's losing. You know, I mean, this is not, you know, I want you to realize, Justin, I mean, this is not trash talk as in like, you know, yo, man, I'm going to beat you in this game. This is trash talk like, you know, poetry. I mean, this is Gilbert Arenas. He is the Jeffrey Chaucer of trash talking. You know, you can say that maybe, look, maybe Gary Payton is the Shakespeare. Maybe, you know, John Starks might be, or Reggie Miller, call them like the, I don't know, the Hemingway. but Arenas is poetry. I mean, you read this story. You know, very often as a writer, you know, we have to use like turns of phrases or, you know, kind of like tricks. we got to almost slow play certain quotes because, you know, maybe they're not that exciting or fun. This is one of those stories where it was like, hit the record button. Hey, Gilbert, go. And then he just kept talking. And, you know, the level of trash talk here was like Hannibal Lecter. I mean, it was psychological torture for Javaris Crittenden. And, you know, you brought up, like, you know, Tiger, Jordan, all those guys. That was an Arenas quote that I loved. And it's basically to say, like, you know, stop thinking about having to do anything with money. You know, when you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, what does even $1 million mean? It means nothing. It means literally, you know,
it's lunch money.
I mean, it's almost unfathomable to think of it like that. But realistically, this is only about being able to say to yourself at the end of the day, I'm the guy here that everyone cares about. You know,
it was of all people that were involved in the card game, though, because Gilbert Arenas actually woke up from a nap and saw them playing the game. It was Javaris Crittenden, JaVale McGee, and was it Nick Young or who was the other player?
Earl Boykins, baby.
Earl Boykins. So you have a motley crew of players just getting together and playing this card game, and Gilbert Arenas just wakes up from a nap and just starts wheeling and dealing and poking fun at Javaris Crittenden, and it was just absolutely amazing. But for you, hearing this story and understanding that, okay, Gilbert Arenas actually is about that life. You say that you're going to shoot Gilbert Arenas. Well, he's going to bring you 4 unloaded guns to a locker room and tell you to pick one. And
yeah, look, you need to get, I mean, there's one part about this that everyone, even who's read this story, I feel like maybe I didn't convey this well enough. But I really want you and everyone to understand, Gilbert Arenas never in a trillion years thought that Javaris Crittenden was going to shoot him, and Javaris Crittenden never in a trillion years thought that he was going to take Gilbert Arenas' guns and shoot Gilbert Arenas. It wasn't like that. It was, you know, man, you keep talking to me, I'm going to bust you, and the other guy's like, man, if you're going to bust me, I'll give you the gun. Like, it was like, you know, I can't, only people who have been in those kind of trash talking scenarios where almost like in the movie White Men Can't Jump, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, the money is secondary to like laying down a line that's going to make the other guy get weak at the knee, right? And so, you know, this was never like a Wild West shootout, like, you know, where they came face to face with death. This was a stupid, stupid joke that, quite frankly, I mean, it's hilarious. It was funny. That's the worst part about it.
Yeah.
It was really, really funny. This was a really funny joke that Gilbert Arenas played. He brought in 4 unloaded guns, didn't even own bullets for the guns. All 4 of the guns were from ridiculous Hollywood movies. One of the gun was the Dirty Harry gun. One of the gun was the gold-plated Desert Eagle from the ridiculous John Woo, Nicolas Cage movie Face Off. It's not as if Gilbert Arenas was like, here's a Gat, here's an AK-47, do your damage. It's the equivalent of being like, here's a ping pong ball, here's a hockey puck. Like, you know, like, at the time that they were used, they were not instruments of warfare. They were instruments like Carrot Top would pull out of his suitcase. Okay? Like, Gilbert Arenas Gilbert Arenas is the jester, right? From, like, if this were 1448, and, like, we were in, I don't know, Henry VIII's court in whatever country, I think, I don't know, England, France, whatever. We're back in ancient times. Gilbert Arenas would be the guy in the hat that has all those pointy, you know, balls on the end. Like, it's not, this was not, you know, Scarface telling Al Capone, you know, like, do your work. This was like, hey, man, you know, if you're going to mess around, I'm going to mess around.
Sure.
And it just so ended up that Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenton were out of the NBA within minutes.
Yeah, and that was at the peak of Gilbert Arenas' career in the NBA. And seeing how he acts on social media, on Instagram, his handle is No Chill Gil, which I think is...
No Chill.
No Chill Gil, which is very fitting. And
zero chill whatsoever.
Zero chill. And the video I always remember is when he goes over to Nick Young's house in L.A. and is poking fun at his son and is trash-talking him because of his fallout relationship with Iggy Azalea. And he gets his Nick Young's kid's scooter, and it looks like he's about to hand it to him, and then he just tosses it completely across the yard. And it's just... And Nick Young is sitting there like, what are you doing, man? And he is just laughing, or Gilbert Arenas is just laughing and having the time of his life. You writing the story really shows his personality and how it's always been, not just after his career in the NBA.
Well, think about this, dude. Like, this was a guy from a tiny high school in Van Nuys, California. All right. He had very good high school talent, okay, as a sophomore and as a junior. He was in the very good category. If he would have ended up at Cal State Fullerton and that had been the path for him, like, it would have been justified or normal, right?
Yeah.
The only reason he got to Arizona is because he had this attitude and swagger about him that was very much like, you know, I'm going to prove you wrong at all, like, at all times, you're going to underestimate it. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that if you channel that in the right way, you average 29 points a game and make $150 million in your NBA career.
Yep.
If you channel that the wrong way, you get into stupid fights. You get into dumb, you know, embellishments where, you know, it becomes like, you know, well, I got 8 Rolls Royces. Well, I got 12. Okay, I'm going to go buy 70. And you're just like, what?
Yeah.
You know? He told me this story. Oh, my God, dude. This is one of the best. Justin, this is one of the best stories I've ever heard in my life. Gilbert Arenas was telling me about the respect he has for certain guys in the NBA who act like he does, right? Essentially, who are just full of that kind of attitude. And he's telling me a story about Kobe. You know, Kobe's in Las Vegas, and he's at a club. And a very famous entertainer comes in who's not an athlete. And he sees Kobe and flashes Kobe a peace sign, and he orders 2 bottles of champagne, and they bring over the bottles of champagne with the sparklers, and Kobe orders 5, and the other guy orders 10, and these are $10,000 bottles of Dom Perignon. I mean, this is, you know, this isn't what I'd be ordering.
No, right? Heck no.
This isn't one drink at the bar for $6.50 and, you know, hope you find the 8, right? Like, this is that. Like... This is insanity. So the guy orders 10 bottles. Kobe orders 50 bottles of $10,000 Dom Perignon.
Jeez.
Writes a check, gives the guy a peace sign, walks out the door without drinking a sip of champagne.
Just
what does that have to do with having a fun night out?
That's a six-figure bar tab.
Yeah, I mean, well, what's 6 figures when you're making 9? You know, I mean, that story was such a great illustration to me of just how remarkably insulated this world is. These guys are like, you know, prize winning bulls all in one pen. And it's like, you know, I'm going to be the guy to get out. And I promise you, you know, and so that's how Gilbert acted his whole career. It's how he acts now. It's who he is. It's just the guy. That's just who the guy is.
That's awesome. And how did you get Gilbert Arenas to sit down and talk to you about this? Is it just simply reaching out, or did you know a guy who knows a guy? How did you come across this?
Yeah, know a guy who knows a guy. You know, someone at the Action Network who I was writing the story for had a good relationship with him and just said, you know, I wanted to chat. And, you know, I will say this, and, you know, this is maybe a little patting myself on the back here, but, you know, I really try with interviews just very quickly to establish some kind of familiarity or, you know, rapport. And,
sure.
You know, I covered Gilbert Arenas in high school. I was, you know, the shot clock operator of his high school basketball game at Thousand Oaks High School in 1999. And here we are 19 years later, and he's worth $100 million, and I'm worth about seven zeros less. And, you know, just round, and by the way, round down from that. So I can't be, you know, I can't come up to him and talk to him. Mr. Arenas, thank you so much for your time. Tell me, you know, my hand is out. I'll tell you, I'm Quasimodo, right? Like, I can't act like that.
Yeah.
And so the only way to get him to tell me what I wanted him to tell me was to be like, hey, dude, I remembered when you were 15 and had acne, bro. Like, don't come at me like you're a millionaire. I don't want to hear that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I treat every interview I do. Because
that's awesome.
You know, I learned a long time ago, you know, you walk into an NBA locker room and, like, you know, they're not out earning us as sports writers, like, by, you know, 10 to 1 or 100 to 1. You know, I did the math. I used to cover the Lakers. The 1 year, Kobe made literally 1,000 times what I made. I had to work 3 years to earn what Kobe made in a day.
Wow.
In a day. And so, you know, and that, you know, you compare that to the 1950s when Jim Murray, the greatest columnist in the history of sports, LA Times columnist, he goes into a, you know, the All-Star game locker room and the clubhouse and talks to Al Kaline, the Detroit Tigers legendary slugger. And Jim Murray, the writer, made $1,000 more than Al Kaline did that year. And Al Kaline won MVP. Al Kaline had to be a carpenter over the summer, or excuse me, over the winter to earn enough money. And so here we are now in 2018, where we are not, I mean, we are not on the same planet as some of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to handle that is by reminding them that, hey, dude, I you once were me. And it's not that fun, so help me. I can convey it.
you know, John, someday you and I are going to bump into each other in Las Vegas. We're both going to give each other the peace signs.
Oh, God.
And then, I know we're going to order some, like, Corona bottles.
Circus, and it'll be shrimp cocktails, and I'll order three. I mean, that's, dude, you know the worst part about this, Justin?
What's up?
It's 100% accurate. Like, we're not even... It would be shrimp cocktails.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can afford the drink. Like, it's going to be shrimp cocktails. So, yeah, buddy.
But, hey, you order about 30 shrimp cocktails, walk out the door, give me the peace sign, and that'll be that. And that'll be the story of John Gold. Oh, man. John, thank you so much for joining the program. We always appreciate having you. And, again, that is John Gold. Wrote a story for Action Network on Gilbert Arenas, the infamous gun incident, and the card game of Boo Ray between him and Javaris Crittenton. You can find that on actionnetwork.com. John, thank you so much for your time, and I always appreciate having you.
Yeah, bud, that was fun.
Awesome. Take care, John.
Thanks, man.